This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now on the phone is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of The City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
So far, so good.
Excellent. Happy to hear it. And so far, so good with good news in Fort Smith. I hear more jobs on the way, so I feel like we're on a streak of good news here.
Yes, for a change. it's rare we get to talk about new job announcements and investments in the Fort Smith area, but since March, we've had six what I would call significant announcements. And the most recent is Answer Fort Smith, and they put out a press release this morning saying that they've expanded and added about 90 jobs, or will add about 90 jobs over the next 3 years. They have about 60 now, and they'll be up to around 150. It's a call center operation. I've invested about $1.7 million in the facility there in Fort Smith. And so you add that up, we've had the HMA announcement back in April of 500 jobs. So you add to this the HMA jobs, which are 500, which will be added in the next few months. Phoenix Metals will add about 40 jobs at Chaffee Crossing. Gerber is in the middle of about $150 million expansion, which could add 90 jobs in the next couple of years. So, you know, there's several good announcements in the area. And Fort Smith's going to need them because the jobless numbers have been poor. The workforce has seen a decline in numbers. So Fort Smith, of the four major metro areas in Arkansas, Fort Smith has been hit the hardest. And their jobless picture hasn't improved as much as the other metro areas. So Fort Smith can use all of these jobs it can get. And, you know, hopefully the estimates of the jobs coming in will they'll hit those and even add more.
If there's more jobs being added and more people being able to fill them, will that be attractive to maybe other businesses that are looking for a place to locate?
Well, it doesn't hurt. What it does is, you know, for other business owners or other site location consultants, when they see these announcements stack up, it gives them some confidence that, okay, maybe there's, if all of these other businesses see an advantage to expand here, then maybe there's something to it. So from that aspect, it doesn't hurt at all.
Something else that's a story you guys have posted on the City Wire this week, Superior Industries here in Northwest Arkansas has some plans.
Yes. The auto industry, you know, which really took a beating 2007, 8, 9, I mean, it was tough for the auto industry. Well, it's been recovering. They've had about 2 years now of consistent sales. And fortunately for Northwest Arkansas, Superior Industries has two plants, one in Fayetteville and one in Rogers, and they make wheels for the auto sector. So they have really been tooling up, and they're going to have to retool one of the plants. They can't even keep up with demand. So they're going to retool one of the plants, and that gives it some capacity to add more orders later. So that's also great news for Northwest Arkansas in terms of secure employment. And Superior also announced it's going to build another facility in Mexico, but retool its facilities here in Northwest Arkansas. So for a company that employs 1,400 in the area, that's good news.
Absolutely. Now, Superior has been here for as long as I can remember. Is it solely based here in Northwest Arkansas?
No, it's a California-based company.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's something else to look forward to. So lots of good news for jobs here. Very happy about this.
Yeah, it's nice. I know some people think us folks in the media only like to report on bad news, but that's nice to have that kind of news every once in a while.
Well, some other improvement that I've heard about this week, the employment trends at XNA and then the Fort Smith Airport as well.
Right. The trends are improving. Now, the employments are still down year-to-date at the Fort Smith Airport, but they're up a little over 3% at XNA, which is a good number. And frankly, it's somewhat surprising because in the airline industry, employments are flat or down in some cases. You know, the airlines have cut capacity, which is they've cut the number of planes in the air. They're reducing some of the hub traffic. So for XNA to be up, that's a good sign. And it's just, you know, it's a continued sign of the business, of strong business travel. out of XNA. So can't go wrong with that. And I think XNA probably, if they continue the way they are, they'll have another positive year. It'll be a couple of good consecutive positive years strung together, possibly even three consecutive years.
And I know something they've been looking at XNA is looking for more bargain carriers.
Right, discount carrier, and they're still working on that, and that would help them. One of the disadvantages at XNA is their airfares are a little bit higher than other airports because of business travel. But they'd love to get another discount carrier in there.
So is it an advantage for the, are these numbers a good thing that they can take to them and say that, you know, we have a lot of people traveling, so this would be a good reason why you should come to our airport?
Well, yes, but, you know, there'll be other dynamics that'll come into play because the other airlines at XNA aren't going to be happy about competing against a low-cost carrier. So I guess I said all that to say it's not that simple, but having increased numbers definitely helps make their argument.
Excellent. If people want to read more about those numbers, they can go to thecitywire.com, and this is part of the a component of the Compass Report.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, as always, Michael, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoy your day. And it's a little warm out there, so try and stay cool.
We will. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of The City Wire, which covers business news and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Thanks again, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.